Hashtag you don't have to be Jewish.
Today is Waiters Day. Restaurants that have banned the... it's a very interesting question. And the question is, what do we tip our waiters? What should we be tipping our waiters? Is that very much become... Has that become a part of the remuneration package that waiters and even petrol attendants adhere to? So I asked you the question a little bit earlier. What do you tip your waiters? What do you tip the petrol attendants? Karen says, tipping at a restaurant, I normally give 10% if it's really good, a bit more. Petrol attendants, 10 rand, even if I have to put in 10 rand less of petrol. Car guards, I tip once a week, also 10 rand, but I'm not sure that is right or not. So that is the question, and I think we all battle with that. I know that I was overseas recently, and there it is absolutely expected that if you go to a restaurant that you give 15%. So it really does depend on where we live, it would seem, but what is expected here in South Africa? And we wanted to try and find out what the right thing to do is. Sithembile Twete is the spokesperson for the South African Commercial Catering and Allied Workers Union. Good morning. Thanks for joining us this morning. How are you?
Good morning. Good morning. I'm good, thanks. How are you doing? Good morning to your listeners too.
During COVID, the group of people that probably were one of the hardest hit were those that work in these industries, in the entertainment industry, waiters in particular, given the fact that restaurants were closed for so many of much of the time. This has obviously placed strain on the whole system. Let's start pre-COVID. What should we have been tipping our waiters? What is the South African value?
Look, there is no set amount, no amount regulated in terms of the statute, you know. But you'll find that there is a sectoral determination number 14 that was gazetted in 2018, which indicates that at least, patrons should be able to tip, waiters and waitresses, there's no set percentage in terms of the tip, but it is a norm and practice that at least those tips will be between 10% to 20%.
So in other words, so it's between 10% and 20%, probably depending on what the value of the meal, how hard. I guess if you have a smaller meal and it doesn't come to much, then you'd want to give a little bit more than 10% because it just doesn't seem fair.
Yes, the patrons are encouraged to do that. Also considering the fact that, those people will be standing there, serving them for, and other patrons for, so much hours, because they work many hours a day, and they provide those services smiling with all their heart, and servicing them to the best of their abilities, So it is encouraged, by everyone else, not just the union, that we be kind to them,
100%. 100%. And that's what this is about, isn't it? It's about recognizing that, as you say, somebody is... And unfortunately, very often we find ourselves, if we're not happy with something at a restaurant, complaining to the waiter who has very little control over what's happening anyway. So they do have to bear the brunt of a lot of negativity that during every day. Are the restaurant owners allowed to calculate tips within their package? Is that a normal thing?
To calculate them within?
In other words, when a restaurant is employing a waiter, do they take into account that some portion of the remuneration will come from tips?
No, they are not. They are not. That's really not fair. That's not a fair labor practice. The tip is going to the waiter, and it should remain to the waiter. All they can do, maybe they can pool them, probably divide them, evenly. But also that one also poses some problems because some other waiters might not be pulling their weight.
Well, that's exactly, you know? Yeah. If somebody gives you particularly good service and they're working particularly hard, you'd like them to receive the benefit for it.
It's only fair. But also what I could just indicate also is that tips, you know, they are gratuities, you know, they are separate, you know, and they should be going to workers, to waiters and waitresses. But also we do emphasize the fact that when it comes to remuneration, you know, there's the national minimum wage that is there now, you know. The employer should be able to pay those workers, you know, the hourly rates, you know, that are there now in terms of the statute. Mm. You know, that's not national minimum wage that has been gazetted, which started on the 1st of March, you know, this year, you know. And also second to that, you know, there is the national, you know, sectoral determination, you know. And there are tables there that are indicated. The one that goes nationally, you know, you'll find that the hourly rates are more than what the national minimum wage is indicating them now, which is, I think, 21 rand, 23 rand, 19 cents. Some goes to 45 rand, you know. Employers are obliged to pay those amounts. Otherwise, they will be fined if they don't do that.
Right.
You know?
And they can't take gratuity into account. That's got to be done completely
separately. That's separate. The gratuity is separate, but if they are obligated to pay the national minimum wage, there's the national sectoral determination number 14, which applies nationally. Mm. But there's this other one that applies only in the Johannesburg area, you know, right. It's not a determination as such, but it's a collective agreement. But it's only applicable in the Johannesburg area. There are some discussions currently going on that bargaining council should be, it's either a statutory council or bargaining council should be national, so that because the workers in this sector are quite vulnerable.
Mm,
you know?
Very much so.
They are vulnerable, and there's all sorts of things, as you indicated earlier on. They are also subjected to abuse, you know, depending on the mood of the patron. Mm. You know, some
and alcohol
people pour beers and to their faces.
Yeah,
but they soldier on. They wear their smiles, you know, and they need to be protected, you know, and also we need to harmonize the issue of wages.
That is
and be able to make sure that inspectors, you know, are able to do their work in terms of, you know, inspecting that the working conditions are at par with other workers.
Right. What about petrol attendants?
Petrol attendants also, yes, they are included in terms of, you know, the national minimum wages also.
Mm-hmm.
You know, they are part of the workers that we call vulnerable workers that need to be taken into consideration. Also, tips, you know, and commissions, you know, are applicable there. You know, employers should be fair when they administer such, you know, working conditions.
Absolutely, absolutely right. And if we can just raise some awareness here, just start off by being kind to your waiters, to your petrol attendants. That's your first step. And after that, help when you can. If you are fortunate enough to go to a restaurant and to be able to enjoy a meal, somebody's working hard to make sure that it's as seamless and as accurate as possible. Just reach out to them and help where they can. I think that is that's the message that we would like to share with you. Sithembile Tshwete, who is the spokesperson for the South African Commercial Catering and Allied Workers Union, talking to us about vulnerable workers.